This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We are in Kalim Tes Dalad. Torah between Tes Dalad and Hey Tad through Ta. Good news. At least one of these Mishnayos is pretty small. So, Tempt Shorbru. No disappointment there. Actually, both are pretty small. It's like, what is it? Mamish tiny, but it's lighter. All right. Let's review Rabbi's side back to Tes Beis. Okay, so we had a jug filled with mashkin, liquids that are tahirin. And we have the metal siphon inside. And there's a summit psil, and it was in the Ohel HaMeis. What's the halacha? Beis Shammai says, listen, the jug, tahar, mashkin, tahar, but the siphon is tahar. What is it going to be a rishon? Now, one second. If it's a rishon, then it's metame the mashkin to make a rishon, no? Someone asked that question, right? I remember we didn't speak about that yesterday. Once it's tame, give me a second. Hey, they don't talk about that? It's a oil amaze. So it's a rishon, and then it's going to tame the mashkim. I mean, it's their abundance, so they didn't do that. Maybe that's the answer. No, I'm sorry, it's an av, it's a mace. Metal that comes in contact with the dead is an av. Halal. Im kain, they asked in the footnotes. And they answer my answer. Since this whole thing's darabana, they were not geyser. Good. Baruch Shekivanti. I got the right answer. Basil says, no, even the menek is taira. And then Basil conceded Beis Shammai. What's going on? So everyone agrees, Menadin, Mekradin, the Menekes is Tahira. Why not? It's Saman Psil. However, Beis Shammai and Basil in the end agrees, hold that Chomer Geyser, that Saman Psil cannot protect a Kli Shetef, a Kli that's Tarb Mikvah, for example, metal or wood, leather. And the reason for that is because a Kli Cheres that's Tame cannot protect, the Saman Psil. And we're worried the chaver is going to barf on the amaret, a kli, and the amaret is going to tell him it's tar, and it's really not, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, go back to yesterday. It's a little bit of a long explanation. Gimel. The sheretz that's found below the bottom of the oven is tar. Why? The oven is tar. Why? Because not in the oven. But maybe it fell through the top. No, I say it fell alive and then died. Some say because it's Safek Tumma Shuzayachin and Ein Mudas L'Sho'el, or others understand it's because Ein Machzika Tumma Makom L'Makom. If a ring or a needle were found in the same thing as tar, why? It couldn't have fallen in alive. That doesn't apply here. And we'll say, well, maybe they were there previously, and then the oven was put on top of them, so they were never once in the airspace of the oven. Again, see what we just said, why would it be so meikel? If they're found in the ash, they're tummy. Why not? Of course they're tummy. So we said maybe the difference is this is different. This ash is different than dirt that we spoke about in Parakeh Mishnah. Well, okay, fine. Tes Dalad. Svoig, if we have a sponge. Now, it does not tell me what the sponge is made out of. It does not tell me. Let's see. Shabola mashkim tamei. It was bolea mashkim tamei. Tamei tikim mashkim. Achveis nish a blood of an ida. And now it's 100% dry on the outside. Venofel aviratan falls in the aviratan, or do we say that liquid is in the aviratan or is metame or not? A wonderful question. The Mishnah says, Tome, we're machmer. Shesav maskalos, shesav hamaskalos, because the mashka is going to end up coming out. Now, if the svoig would have liquid on the outer exterior of it and you could feel it, then avad it's metame. There's no question about it. It's an av, it's metame, the tanner, to make it a rishon.
Did you ever see a sponge that didn't have, that absorbed
no.
Something, wasn't wet on the top? I've never seen it.
Well, maybe if you let it dry out a little bit. I could see that happening. You fully soak a sponge, right?
Yeah.
Then you leave it in the sun for an hour. Maybe you'd get to a point where the outer of it is dry, but the inner inside is wet.
Okay.
I never tried it. I would assume that is possible to happen.
You could be right. I've never done it.
You're right, it's going to be difficult. Fine. So they say over here, since liquid is going to come out, some say it's made to come out. That's what a sponge is made for. So therefore, we should already give it the status as if it came out already, which is a concept we've seen all over Shas. Something is like supposed to happen, it's meant to happen, the future is going to happen as if it already happened. Obviously, that needs understanding why that is. It's just that's chok, or there's a real svara to it. Okay. So they bring down. It's not clear if it's one, if it's two separate svaras or it's one svara. Is it because that's why sponges work? And there's another svara that the liquid is going to end up coming out. And someone to say it's really all the same. Okay, fine. Weiter. A piece of lefes, of turnip, gemi, of what do they call gemi? Of
turnip.
And what's the other one?
Reed grass.
Turnip or reed grass, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so they say it's a type of grass. Now, it has, they're absorbent, these things apparently. Did you know that turnips are absorbent?
I've never seen
you have to dry it out first, obviously. Same thing happened. Now, are these things used to absorb? They say yes. They used to check wine by putting a piece of turnip or reed into a barrel, into a container, a jug, and drawing out a little bit of wine with that, and then squeezing it out and tasting it. Wow.
They were wild back in that day.
It was interesting. Very interesting. Rabbi Shimon Mitai, Rabbi Shimon says, these two are tar. Why? He says, most people do not do that. Therefore, it's not going to be the same as the case with the sponge. Rov and Ashim do not use it in that fashion. Mishnah, hey, Rabbi say, oh, wow. We actually did a Mishnah in less than 10 minutes. Look at that. One more. Can you get me one more?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. I know you need me to move. Chavrasim. Shards of kli cheres shenishtamesh behen mashkim tmein. Shards of a kli cheres that a person used for mashkim tmein, and the mashke is absorbed into the cheres. Okay. For example, this cheres was a urine container for a zav, an absorbed urine. Now, on the surface, nothing there. But it's absorbed. It's a chiddush. V'hosika taner, nafal avitan, they fall into the taner. Next thing happened is hosika taner. The taner heats up. And tamei, shesoy mashkal, so we assume the liquid came out through the heating up of the oven. Kol's mind did not heat up the taner, or it's not mitamei. But if you heat it up with the cheres in there, it is tamei, because that is the derech of cheres to come out. We assume they came out. Similar to the last Mishnah, there was that. That's the derech by a sponge here. It's that we assume it did come out a little bit different, but the same idea. Now, let's finish. I like this footnote here. It's very interesting. We'll come back to it in a minute. Gefes chadasha, freshly crushed. Yeah, gefes is the olive peels after you squeeze out the olives. You used to use it as fuel before in the third parak of Shabbos and other places. Gefes chadasha. So, if it's new, it still has absorbed olives. Who crushed his olives? A guy who was tamei. Yeah, let's say tamei mate says crush the olives. So he makes the olives into a rishon. He makes the olive oil into a rishon.
Can I talk about the liquid absorbed?
in the olives. Same idea. It's going to come out. Hashana, but if it's old already, tar 12 months, because then we assume it's fully dried out. If you know the mashkin fell out, I feel after 3 years nitma. Even though after 12 months we assume there's nothing left, if we do see that there's still something left, then it could even go up to 3 years. I don't 100% understand this Mishnah. In the case of the cheres, see, right now, the cheres, right? Kol zman, you don't heat up the oven, it's considered mamatami, right? Why? I thought tuma, it's balua? Balua, I thought, only applies when you're in a live creature, like an animal, a tarnagol, a human being we spoke about. There's no balua here. So they asked the kasha. The Rambam says balua only applies in a live creature, not in kalim. They say over here, how do we would be then approach our Mishnah? We'll say very quickly what they say. Some say there's a difference between something solid or something liquid. The Rambam's talking about a solid that still exists in its form even after it absorbed. That it's tumah that we say it's balua, and we have to find out if it's. But liquid, it lost its surah, its bottle, its mahus, its existence is like it's not existent anymore to a degree. And therefore, then we could say balua. And therefore, since it's balua, the liquid doesn't exist. Because there's no tumah, because no liquid. Oh, okay. All right. All right, we'll leave it. There's another shot they bring down, but I think we'll leave it at that just to at least be more of the cash. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.